Welcome everyone to VR Jungle, a Havoc podcast. And you can hear in the background that I'm looking at my YouTube, that I was making sure that we're live, because you're like, hey, VR Jungle, why are you 10 minutes late into 8 minutes? Well, I had it the go live button, but not the actual live button. So here we are, and as you can see in front of us, this is the affiliate section. Link codes are in the description. We have our Dubby energy drink, our number one provider. I'm so irritated now, cuss, and I'll get over there in a second, just because I did it so smoothly, and now I'm just like stuttering over all these. But we have Dubby, our number one energy drink. We have Ruck Up. We have, you know, we get our decals, as the Canadians say over here in America. We say decals. I just got mine in the other day, and it is pretty sweet. You can go see my stream and kind of see the new face that I have going on, my headset. And then we have Pro2 VR. They are probably, you know, and I'm going to say this, in my opinion, one of my favorite gun stocks that I ever used. I've been using it for Breachers lately, and I could probably never play Breachers ever again without it, just because of the stability it has given me in the game. And then we also have VR Cover, which, as I switch over to the main screen, they use this type of leather called PU leather. And then also, it's just kind of better for hygiene. They have multiple different colors. What I said with the Oculus as well, that they come with this foam insert instead of like leather, or they're like, or what VR Cover has, PU leather.
Foam.
And the foam is very disgusting. I think after a while, how much sweat like builds up into the foam, it's just got to be not really good for your face. I noticed that when I was using the foam, that I was actually breaking out more, and so the leather actually helps out significantly. That if you're prone to acne, and that's definitely what I get prone to. But now this is our second time going through. I am the host, Gerald C. I don't know if I mentioned that, but we also have Cuss over there, who is our lovely co-host. He decided, as we get to this point right now, he's just like, I don't think you're live. And I'm just like, I look over, and there's no live button, and I'm just like, yeah, we're not live. And so,
let's make sure, man.
Yeah, I love doing that. But anyways, one thing that I was mentioning, it was a hell of an introduction. You know, I had everything running so smoothly. I was like jiving with it, and we're not even live. But as I wanted to mention as well, that as Cuss is our co-host for VR Jungle, there has been some changes within the Havoc organization, the esports side of things, that there has been some changes here and there. And then one of the big things that I would like to announce is that I actually asked Cuss to step up and become one of the owners of Havoc, to kind of be my right-hand man, help me out when I need things to get done correctly, and someone to lean on when I am out and about doing crazy-ass ideas. So, Cuss, how are you doing this week?
Doing great, man. Definitely a very good week to have to step up to this position. I'm excited. I will say this is a very good opportunity for both of us, and I think we're going to do great. Just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Just want to brag a little bit.
Yeah, and definitely. And, you know, when you look at a partner that you want, you need somebody that you can jive with, that you can have long conversations with. And, you know, even when I first met you, when you were just a captain on a team, and then I was like, yeah, let's go ahead and get you on the podcast. And next thing you know, you're my co-host. And so I think you and I just get
along.
God, I don't know why I think I'm just,
man,
so
you're garbled
freaking,
right now.
I'm so you're freaking garbled. Flabbergasted and because I keep on thinking how good the intro was at the beginning, and I can't get over how pissed off I am. But yeah, but when you're looking for a partner, you definitely want somebody that will be there for you at the end of the day, and I think Cuss will definitely fill those shoes. So what he will be doing, as what people know what I do, is I pretty much oversee everything at Havoc. I make sure that the website, our social media, and everyone about VR esports is in the understanding of who we are and any other type of business endeavors as well. And then we have Cuss, who will be taking over kind of the fundamentals of the teams that are within our organization, making sure that they're running smoothly, making sure that if anyone's from the outside wants to come into Havoc, he's kind of vetting them and then bringing them to me, so then I don't have to see those people and, you know, cussing at the door, be like, ah, you're not good. You don't need to see the key master over here.
Yeah. I'm the recruiter for, you know, the, you know, our internal, and then as well, team manager. It's going to be maybe not a lot of work. It's definitely going to have some time into it, though.
Yeah, and that's why we didn't have a guest on this week, is just because there was so much going on in Havoc this week. A lot of big changes, and that's why I want to kind of talk about as well. And then also, as if you see the thumbnail, one of the things that I wanted to talk about was what headset do you all think going into 2023 into the future will be best? So, and then what Cus was kept on thinking, we're not just talking about the headsets on there. Obviously, I left out HTC, I left out the Index and all those. Those were just like the main ones out right now that people want to complain about or argue about. And so we'll just pinpoint from those. Like, maybe when we get done with this conversation, we might grab pieces from every single one of those headsets, and that might be what we think should be the future, you know?
Those are the big five, though, that I'd take from. So yeah,
and so, and I added that new one. That new one is from Big Screen, and
that one is kind of, I might buy that one. I like, really? No kidding, that is very good. Looking at the specs and everything, I passed over the specs, and I wasn't really paying attention. But it's very asimilar to the Valve Index, but a little better, actually.
Dude, it fits in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got the power. So we'll get into that in a second, but I did want to talk about some of the changes within our organization. So one thing right now, we have a giveaway going on right now. For our ProTube VR Gunstock. Just the base model, doesn't matter which headset you play, as long as they have the cups that are made for the console. If you have some weird ass headset that no one's heard of the controllers, probably sorry, I'm not gonna be able to do that. And also,
I think the three are like the Vive, the Index, and then the what's the other one?
HTC.
That's the Vive. Yeah, and Vive, then the
Index, Quest, and Pico.
Quest, there you go. Quest and...
And they also just added the Cambrio as well in there since the controller's slightly different. So we have that going on, and it won't be the carbon fiber, it's going to be the base model for that. And then since they're not American-based, we don't have to go against on who can win this as well. So all you have to do in order to be put into the raffle of winning a Pro 2 VR is going to our Discord, clicking the button for the giveaway, and then subscribing to this YouTube channel. That's subscribe all you here. Have to do is subscribe to this YouTube channel, because when and it ends next Monday, the 27th, because the 28th is the end of this month since it's not a leap year.
Yes.
So whoever the winner is, I'm going to go to your DMs and I'm going to ask you, hey, show me proof, and you can show me proof that you're subscribed to this channel, then congratulations, you win a Pro 2 VR Gunstock. And what it is the starter bundle. I wish I grabbed it, but I don't even think you can see it properly.
It's the aluminum tube with the connectors for the controllers.
Yep.
That's it.
And then so the backhand is stuck in with the tube sticking out, and then you have one that is magnetized to go freehand. And I switched to it. I used to be very, very, very pro against using Gunstocks, and we've looked for other companies to use their Gunstocks. I probably used 3 to 4 different companies' Gunstocks, and I think I was avoiding ProTube because they're so big. I'm like, let's give these smaller companies, you know, a run for their money. And man, it just stinks because ProTube's it's just so good. I definitely noticed a change in my skill level. Just because when game time comes, I'm just a very shaky individual that I go like this a lot. And I can, the first like 10-15 minutes, my nerves are so out of whack. I'm shaking and I'm missing headshots. And that ProTube like literally like says, come on, little fella, don't be nervous. gonna get these headshots.
I'm gonna try it. I think
you should.
Soon.
It should.
It's gonna be next. This pay the well tomorrow. It's gonna be a pro tube, and a jersey.
Yeah, gotta get yourself a jersey. If anyone is ever out there, we have a merchandise. We have VR Jungle merchandise out there. We have Havoc merchandise out there.
Sputnik got his shirt, and then the other guy.
We need to reach out to them. I want pictures in my DMs of them with the shirt
Deep Seed.
On.
Deep Seed was the other guy who got the sweatshirt.
Oh, you can tell Sputnik he can have shirt on or shirt off pictures to me. I don't care.
Oh, yeah? Huh?
Don't tell him that because he's going to take that literal, and who knows where Sputnik's going to take with that.
He's going to put it in his game.
Yeah.
All for you.
I've been so busy with all the big things going on with Havoc that I meant that I, so I got to play their game. I played the first like floor of levels, and I just haven't had time to stream it. I still got to stream it so I can fulfill my promise that I told him I would stream it. But I did the other levels for it. It was fun. I had a blast. Sometimes I sat there and my brain was teased for sure. And watching the little rodent go around the tubes.
Run around and around.
Yeah. Yeah, and I tried to pet it, whack it around. Didn't work out very well.
I would absolutely have loved to be able to play with the little rascal.
So also going on, before we get into the main discussion, is that we are introducing a new type of team to Havoc, which is our Havoc stream / content team. We're just going to, for short, just call it stream team. And so what this entails is that we are trying to unify a whole bunch of people that make content or stream to help one another grow VR. Because if you ever see VR, VR sometimes has its struggling moments, especially when it comes to creating or streaming. Especially if you go to certain games like Population 1 and you go to the most popular streamer, they're still only getting no more than 100 people watching. And those 100 people that are watching, that means the second person that is probably the most popular streaming, say Population 1, is probably only getting 20 to 30. So, you know, it's not like Fortnite where each person can be splitting thousands at a time. It is very scarce. And so even on YouTube, I want to help newer content creators get the likes and subscribes and help them get into their beginning of career. Because eventually VR is going to be huge. And if we help these little people, or even some of the bigger people as well. I even reached out some of the bigger YouTubers. They can be part of this as well. So all you have to do is come to our Discord. And then
fill out the link.
What?
And then you click on the bot, and then
yeah,
fill out the little questionnaire.
That's yeah, like yeah, yeah. So we have a bot in our tryout ticket section. You click that, you try out. Well, you just say who you are, and as long as you can fulfill pretty much three rules, is you have to follow our non-toxic policy. You have to have our logo for streamers. You have to have the logo somewhere on the screen while you're streaming, and then if you make a video, like a YouTube video, we just need our image in the intro or outro of the video, just to show that you're part of the stream. And then from those, the benefits that you get is that we will like your videos, get people to watch your videos, put out your information to the world. And if you have any events, then we will help you run those events, we will help you promote those events, and all that. So there's all we want from it is brand recognition. You get from it is viewership and pretty much a family-oriented team to help each other grow.
Yes.
So those are the two biggest changes that we have going on within Havoc. So let's get to the main discussion. And you want to talk before we get into it. But all right, before we get into it, Cuss, I want you to tell me what your ideal headset is before we get into this.
Okay. From my standpoint, I've owned 3 to 4 different headsets. I've owned the Valve Index, which is my current, the Vive Pro, the CV1, what was the other one that was wired for? It wasn't the Quest. What was the another one of the Quest series, but before it was Quest, the Rift S. There you go. I like inside out tracking. I don't like the lighthouses because that's an extra cost incur. Mm-hmm. You know, it's $100 to $200 per lighthouse. That's a lot of money. So I'd like inside out tracking. I do like wireless, but wired is better quality. So I'd want an inside out tracking with wired. And then I want lighter because the Index is heavy. It hurts my neck after mm-hmm. 7 hour, 6 hour of gameplay when I used to. But the audio is great. I will admit the audio is great on the audio. So I want like the Index audio, but I also want to be able to have a cool face. So like, I like the upgrade where you can get the fan for the Index. You can have a radiator fan. I want a radiator fan. That way my headset's not getting hot and mm-hmm. get my face in getting hot. Just cools me down. And so like, I want all that just smashed together with, you know, probably Index style, like 120 hertz. 144 and 120 is not that much of a change for me. So like, I think in 120 hertz is where I'd be for hertz wise. And then resolution 2560. 4K.
4K.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's not a bad setup. Besides, you still want to use this stupid cord.
The cord gets me the quality I want.
But what if they can make it? We're talking about the future here.
Sure. Yeah. If we're going to say the best scenario, yeah, I want wireless. I want to put if we could fit a battery on the back of the head as a counterbalance for the front, perfect.
Okay. Yeah. So this is what I want in my perfect world.
Okay.
All right. So I think that what would work with a headset is I definitely think that that big screen has a good idea with a smaller headset. But that is got to be way down in the future because a small headset like that, the only reason why they can get a small headset like that is because you do not need a big bulky headset when you have a wire because the PC is taking the overload. So they're just like, why do we need all this retail space when there's nothing in there? You know, so I think way down the future, I would like something a little bit more smaller, compact. I think that the Quest and the Pico, those headsets, they're still big. I think they can still, even with how much is going into it, the processor and all that stuff, because it all the equipment is within the headset, I think they can still slim down a little bit more. I think that all headsets now should not have, I think they all should come with pro straps. I think that should just be a given thing.
Basic.
Yeah, that should be sound, basic.
You given. Want the sound quality. You want it. Exactly. You don't want the speakers on the headphones.
Yeah.
Or on the headset itself.
Yeah, and so, like, I have my big headphones anyways, but they definitely need I definitely want something that when I put the headset on, I feel like I just put on a helmet, you know? And so I want, like, pretty much a damn helmet around my head. I think that would work very well.
That's heft.
Yeah. It would be hefty, but I think if you find a way to put – just imagine, like, an NFL football
helmet. Yeah, dude, I could imagine that because, like, which anime is it? I think it's I don't remember off the top of my head. But there's an anime, and you put on the helmet, and it dons the helmet, and it's the whole – it's everything. So you've got your glasses, your earphones, mm-hmm. your everything, and it just immerses you, right? I would absolutely love that. That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
And like the battery, there'd be so many places to put batteries. Mm-hmm. And so like you wouldn't have to worry about like storage space.
Exactly. Exactly.
It'd be balanced too.
Yeah. And so they would just have to be cooling systems in there. If you have an internal shell on you, you could cool your head a little bit better. You could have built-in head for surround sound that only you can hear that in against, you know, so you don't hear echoes for the mic and stuff like that. And then I would also want 180 field of view range, would be
wow.
optimal. Yeah. 180 would be fucking beautiful, dude. And don't tell me it wouldn't be.
Max we get right now is 130, I think.
Yeah.
I think for VR is 130.
Yeah, and I think for...
That's the 8K Pimax, I think.
Yeah, the Pimax, which is like the biggest headset. And it's like...
It's a hammerhead shark.
But if you're in a dome, if you're wearing a helmet dome, you could get 180, you know? You could find...
The only issue, the only problem with that, everybody's head's different sized.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry for those big-headed people. You know, we just got big brains. That's what it is. We got big brains.
See, I could see more of like a sunglasses-esque way. Instead of MR, XR, or MR, it's straight VR, and it's small enough to just put on your face for like an hour maybe. Dude, interchangeable, like my headphones, interchangeable battery. If you just get interchangeable batteries for VR headsets, you could do it between rounds, get into a new game, and then go for it.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice, and you're onto something. So basically, if they take a pro strap and then have battery cells to where
the, like a slot.
Just, it's magnetized, so you can just go like this and then connect it. Yeah, I don't know
if you guys can see, that's my battery for my headphones. Yeah, so I literally could just take that out and put it in.
Yeah, but it'd be cool, though. What I'm saying is that the battery still has a small little lithium cell in it to where if you don't have that
overcharge,
battery, it still has... Yeah. No,
you'll have to... It won't disconnect.
Exactly. So say with your battery connected...
It'll run like low power mode.
Exactly. But it'll let you finish the match is what I'm saying. And so like instead of being at 100%, you're actually technically at like 150% sitting all the time. Because like with my battery pack and then my headset on my head, I'm sitting at my headset's always at 75% because that's where it stays at maxed out with it plugged in. And then my battery brick is at 100%. So I'll be sitting at 175% fully charged for everything if I'm charged.
Yeah, if you're charged, right? Yeah. If you remember to charge it.
Exactly.
That's why I'd like the docking station. Like, you get a docking station for your headset. Like, you just put the lens side down. So, lens side down. So, it just sticks in it and it holds it up and it charges it, right?
Yeah.
And then when you take it off the docking station, you throw it on. And then there's another battery pack under the headset dock. So, you could literally just pull the battery pack out, replace it as you go.
Yeah.
So much. Oh, God, that'd be nice.
And I definitely think they should never go away from battery powered controllers. I think that if you would remove that and they would have their own internal batteries, they would have to have something that would allow me to stream for 8 hours at a time to where I wouldn't have to buy multiple.
Yeah, that's one thing I loved about the Rift S and the CV1. Both just plug batteries and go, you know? I liked that. That was really cool to me. Like, it was like, hey, I don't have to worry about these being charged all the time. I don't have to plug them in and, you know, hope the battery doesn't degrade. Really nice. I love that.
So, I mean, a lot of things. So, definitely I want lightweight. I would like to remove the controller. And eventually I would like to just have a glove.
Just use hand gestures.
Yeah. Hand gestures with a glove would be nice. But that's way, 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 way into the future.
Well, actually, no, it's not. It's here. It's just really expensive.
It's expensive. Yeah, I'm talking about...
It's way in the future for commercial.
Yeah. I'm talking about not that expensive commercial use. And, like, what would you buy? Like, if we're talking... I would probably spend... $300.
I told you. Whole set. Like, headset, controller, base stations. If I had to use base stations, $2,000 right now. I'll drop two grand for the haptic gloves, a headset, and base stations.
Yeah, but included. Not everyone's gonna want to buy it. I mean, right? Because right now they just want to get as much people into the VR scene as possible.
I want to pet VR dogs. Dang it! Pet their little heads.
Yeah, sure. That's what you want to do. Just pet dogs.
I love animals. I have so many like. I'm like such a nature guy. Like, I have so many pictures of birds that I've saved from the ground, like insects, because I would love to be the study of insects, but entomologist? No, not that. Whatever. But I am such a nature guy. I love animals.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, definitely having that added to the VR thing would be nuts. I definitely think VR needs to get away from the workspace. I think that there will still be a niche for it somewhere.
What do you mean by workspace?
Like commercial. So the Cambria was made specifically only for work.
For work, yeah. And I don't understand. Yeah.
And that's why the PlayStation is going to be striving so well, because they're the only headset right now that is 100% made for gaming.
Index is too. I would say the Index is.
And how old is Index though?
The Index is, it's going to get replaced with the Deckard that we don't know about properly yet.
Dude, I tried to add the Deckard. There's only design sheets.
Yeah, there's only patents right now. The issue is that they've got the development, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they've got the development, and that's why they're putting in the patents, because the technology is there now, and now they'll be pushing out within the next year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I hope.
Yeah. So
I know they're upgrading the controllers because they're tired of the RMA for the controllers. And then the headset, of course, they're going to update the headset. They're going to make it lighter.
Yeah, which they're going to – yeah, everyone wants lighter stuff, everything. So as of right now, we have PSVR 2 where people are getting those in the mail now. It'll probably be in Best Buys and GameStops within the next month or two.
Oh, I already saw that they're in there.
Are they?
Yeah.
I've been looking for my local GameStop and my local Best Buy. If they're at Best Buy tomorrow, I might buy one tomorrow.
I'm gonna buy one. And you don't even have a PS5, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay, never mind. I was about to say, then you're gonna, oh, I got a PSVR.
No, yeah, I got a PSVR too, no PlayStation. Dude, I just like I'm in between it right now because I've had so many people, because I hate cords. I'd still wait. I don't know.
I'd wait for the Deckard and see what the Deckard's like, or even the big screen VR. So the big screen VR, it's still smaller than the PSVR. It's small.
But
dude,
I don't have a
pocket.
PC though.
I know. But you
have a
one.
PlayStation.
I know you're
5.
You're getting one though.
Yeah,
soon.
But I'm getting one. I'm getting something that will be only built for this podcast and my streams, not for gaming.
Well, you could always just upgrade your GPU. I'm just saying.
No, because I'm getting my next computer will be a gaming laptop.
Yeah, I game with a laptop, and I can run VR on it.
Yeah,
with my cord.
And so this laptop is going to have a 3090 in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm having in my PC. That runs VR very well.
Yeah, I know. You can run barely with a 1000 series, but you need recommended about a 2000 series for really good quality.
2070 to 2070,
yeah. If you're in the 1000 series, you're sputting around, but you know it's possible.
I've seen people 1080. I think it's either 1060 or 1080. Some people have those.
I think it might be the 1080 Ti.
Yeah, that one.
But
it's the limit though.
But anyways, we have. So yeah, if I see one tomorrow, I might get it. No one's gonna talk me on it because whatever. I want one, but I'll be my first in course. But then, I'm also probably gonna get the Quest 3 as well this year. It's coming out this year. I will definitely. How much people bash on Meta, I don't care.
Meta's good at mass producing. Don't get me wrong. I just don't like their development and I don't like their marketing.
Their marketing team are some goofy people. Especially Zuck. We're still trying to figure out if he's allegedly a lizard. We don't know.
Still don't know. Not confirmed.
We don't know. The way he drinks water scares me. Exactly. The VR video of him introducing, I think it was like Cambria, where they're in the meeting room, and he's like, "Hey, guess what we can do in VR now?" And the woman's like, "What?" And all of a sudden, just big old boobs, and he's like, "Check that out!" And I've never died laughing so hard at a VR video ever.
I don't think that was the smartest decision to make, but go him, you know? He's not wrong. Hey, you could be anything. You probably shouldn't have done that. That's a bad idea.
If you want to be a busty woman, be a busty woman, Mark.
Yeah. Lizard tits.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. So, we noticed that their marketing team already has...
So many flaws,
especially with
the sigh.
Yeah, with the downfall of, like, you know, like how they're destroying a full game right now, and that community is devastated.
Multiple games, and Nerf game too.
Yeah, and so I also wanted to talk about, sadly, which I had the Nerf people on this podcast, great people. They had good intentions, and they were going to get some really good IPs from them, from Nerf, which was not just Nerf, but Hasbro alone. They were going to make some really good games. And I think that after the news of Facebook downsizing, not Facebook, but Meta downsizing, and then also dropping Echo, I think, I don't know why.
Echo wasn't dropped. Echo, they're making an Echo too. I'm telling you, that's why they dropped it, so they could focus on the development of the second game instead of having to, you know, constant. I don't know, though.
I don't believe that one bit. You know why? Because if they here's the thing, Cuss. If they do that, go ahead, but no one's gonna play your game. You know why?
Yeah, I mean,
you would literally have just crushed and pissed off and so many people that
they're dead.
Yeah, I know. So, like, they have a thing called NEPA Pro Series that they have paid athletes. You know, they're not just players; they're athletes in Echo Arena. And so, they even had a lane event that was going to the beginning of next month, and it is now canceled.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so lots of money just went away from there. A lot of investors, a lot of people. They even had Monster as a freaking sponsor.
Monster fucking sponsors everything. If you lose Monster, that's big.
Yeah, and so it's a shit ordeal. But back to the headsets of the future, but especially for the ones coming out. So as of right now, a lot of people talk about wire and no wire. And I honestly think that if they can make a Quest 3 non-wired, how can I phrase this? Well enough to play PC VR, but I don't think they'll ever reach the heights of PC VR, you know?
No, because then you'd have to strap a GPU to your face. Like, that's literally what they'd have to do.
I mean, that's fine. I would be fine with them doing that, but you'd have to worry about the headset heating up. And the new design, there was someone that leaked the design. There are fans built into the top of the headset, allegedly.
Very good.
I don't, you know, because I don't know if that was a full design.
Quest 2 has one fan, a singular fan to cool the headset, and that is a major flaw in the headset because it gets really hot after a long play session.
Yeah, and I think is it Kiwi Design that makes a top fan for it, like an attachment?
So. Kiwi did mine for my Valve.
Really? I think they make something for a fan that helps out. I haven't tried it out yet, but I've seen something on some people's headset that's like little fan thing that goes into your face and like cools the headset and your face down at the same time.
Yeah, it's nice. I love that. It's my favorite.
Yeah, and so I definitely. I'm excited to see the most recent Quest 1. I think Quest 3, as always, will revolutionize how people game. Because here's the thing. VR wasn't big until until Oculus made Quest. You know,
I don't think they did. I don't think it was the headset itself. I think it was a lot of the marketing. It was the first majorly marketed headset. And then, like, price-wise...
It was the very first affordable
headset. Because of the inside-out tracking. Honestly, that's all it is. If the Valve Index had inside-out tracking, it was just because it was wired, that would have still killed it a little bit, but still, a lot of people have, you know, the capabilities for that.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I'm kind of worried of like what it's going to look like and how's it going to play, because there's really not that much difference from the Quest gaming to some VR, PC VR games.
Yeah.
But do you think that they would, because here's the thing as well that's kind of confusing, is that PlayStation VR 2, there's been like 5 different claims from developers that the graphics are better than most gaming PCs.
On the
PlayStation VR headset.
I don't
Yeah, I think that's five developers said that they're better than 3080s.
I think it's because of how directly it's built into. So with, to put it bluntly, games aren't made as easily on PC compared to like PS5. PS5 has a set engine and it's used the same engine for years from like the concept to now. Meanwhile, some developers are grabbing into UE4, UE5, or what's the other one? Unity. And they're just popping things in, you know? So I think the jumbled code doesn't help, you know? And I think that having a concentrated engine to just port things to would be very good for them. And it is, because then you could build your headset around your engine. You won't have to do anything else. It's just, hey, you might have to add a couple software tweaks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my thought process, though. It's that it's easier. I think it'll run comparably to a 3080, though. That is what I've heard. The PS5 has a 3080 in it, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a downsize from a PC, but it's still better than most PCs. That's why it could still play the type of games it plays and how.
You know what I can compare? Okay, you know what I can compare consoles to? Consoles and PC.
What's that?
Samsung and Apple. Think about it. Apple is made for the ease of users, people who don't really know the techie stuff. So it's point, click, go, right? Meanwhile, you got Samsung, where it's you can do whatever you fucking want to your phone. That's where I think this is comparable.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but then you're basically, I mean, I'm a huge Apple user, and I feel offended. I feel like
disgusting.
You just called me stupid.
No, it's called me ease stupid. Of use. No, it's ease of use. So like, ease of use is, it's not calling somebody stupid. It's like, you want things at your fingertip at one click and go. That's what you want.
Yeah, what's wrong with that, though?
Nothing. I just don't like it, because then I can't do whatever I want to it.
I know, but sometimes...
Like, in Valve Index, I can go into the code and I can change the color of my controllers.
Okay, I get it, but here's the thing. You also give those type of accessibilities to people's fingertips, and they do wrong with it, you know? You have cheaters out there.
You're going to have cheaters on the PS2 VR. PS2 VR. PSVR 2, whatever. It's a 2 in there.
But it is a lot harder. And it's a lot harder than it, but it's
if
a
you
quest,
can, people
like
hack
quest.
On consoles all the time.
I know, but there's no like. Then it, how many people do you think cheat on a Quest 2?
I don't know. I don't know the numbers.
Damn near impossible.
I know PC VR. There's a cheater every. When I was a moderator for the server that was very active, and I was active in the server before I had all this mess going on, I had probably a cheater every 2 days, and it was the same guy. Because it was the same type of things being made, so he had the same accounts. He was using the same accounts, so he'd use like NFTs and then put a wonky stupid name, and we were catching him. We're like, hey, ban, easy, you know. So I mean, it wasn't a common occurrence, but it was common enough that like once it gets mass marketed, it's gonna be terrible if it's not fixed.
I guess my dog's about to come into the podcast all of a sudden. Let's see if she
can, podcast.
Let's see if she'll get up here.
Oh! I can hear her whining.
Oh, no, that ain't whining. That's snorting. I don't even know why she's even up here. Can the camera even pick you up?
I saw her a little bit.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, the babies. Puppy cam.
Oh, she just burped in my mouth. Oh, my God. She just burped my mouth and just left.
That needs clipped.
Oh my God. Did you hear that burp? Did you hear that burp?
That needs clipped. We need that on. You need to post that
Dude.
Oh no.
That like made
me fever dream.
So sick to my stomach. Oh my.
The fever dream.
God.
But yeah, ease of use does, you know, make it not as easy for the most part. But look at console. Console had cheaters all the time. It's a lot of a difference and not a lot of a difference at the same time comparatively. But that's my feelings on it, I guess. I don't know the exact number. If we had exact numbers, then you could tell me ha in your face, you know.
Yeah.
But we're going off of, hey, is it even happening? Because like, what was it when we did the podcast for Vail? They had their first cheater, the one and only. And so like, I was like, all right, cool. And the game has been out and like around for a while. So the fact that the first cheater they had by that time in the podcast, I don't know how many there is now. There could be a 7, 20, you know.
Well, all it takes is one person to create the extension file to
Yeah.
go and add it
And
to,
send it.
put it some, and then it goes out to the masses. I've known a lot of people, especially that cheat in contractors, and you can tell they're cheating in contractors. And it's one of those things where you just can't really say,
I
hey,
will
you're
never
a
comprehend
cheater.
why people cheat in
I
games,
don't
dude.
either. It blows my mind. And even in Breachers already, I can tell people are cheating. I don't, there's certain things I can tell, especially the way that I get headshot and the way that things go around corners. And not only that, but it's a flaw in their game as well, is that they put a lot of heavy framing on the PC side compared to the Quest side. So the frame advantage that PC VR players get
Oh yeah, it's
is
nice. Love
stupid.
it. Love it. Thank you.
Stupid, dude. It
Appreciate
is
you.
ridiculous. So it's basically, if people don't know, frame advantage is that if we're both turning a corner at the same time, we're still gonna, within milliseconds, probably still see each other, but they get a
PC VR will
mil
have
a
pull, yeah, we'll be
little.
able to pull the trigger faster,
Yep, yeah,
technically speaking,
yes.
within milliseconds though.
And
And
that
so like
millisecond,
milliseconds
that
matter.
matters,
They add
dude.
up. They add up.
Dude, especially with the freaking Vezin, dude. Vezins are freaking head killers,
Do you know what an OODA loop is?
an OODA loop?
An OODA loop.
No, what's an OODA
So
loop?
it's a military slash shooting term. I'm not sure where it originates from. So the OODA loop is how your brain functions. Like if you do anything to throw off that function while you're concentrating, your loop's gone. Like you can't concentrate on shooting. So like imagine somebody throws a clown at you while you're trying to shoot somebody. Your OODA loop's gonna get thrown off and you're probably gonna get killed, right?
Yeah.
So like it's kind of like, you know,
I know what you're
that's
talking about. There was a game that I was playing yesterday. It was a 1v4 situation. I get it down to a 1v1, and then some kid just randomly pings, and I go like this, and boom. And I'm just
yep.
like, you, why would
Your
you ping? You're not even in this
OODA loop.
game.
Yep. Yeah, right.
No. And he's just like, and the kid was like, I thought he was gonna be there. I'm like, he was in the other room.
I do that all the time because sound design is not, well, the way they set up their game is weird. So like I will admit sometimes the sounds do feel like they're in other locations. But that's
Yeah, they
personal,
made a
you
new update in Breachers that you hear footsteps, I'm not liking.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully it gets better. But that's, you know, all games have sound design issues.
But yeah, but when it comes to newer headsets, I definitely, because I'm big into fitness, fitting. No, I shouldn't say that. Nope,
No,
never
don't
mind.
say that. I thought in
Yeah.
my head too. Don't worry, stop it.
So anyway, fitness is a big thing. I would like eventually in the future, to be able to have connections into your muscles as well. So, with the gloves, you can feel and it'll stop you when you grab things. Like you say, you got a ball in your hand, it'll go like this.
Yeah.
Now imagine that if you pick something up in VR, you could put a pound to it and it restricts your muscles to actually working. So say you got a
Yeah,
dumbbell, that'd be freaking awesome.
that is centuries down the line,
Hey, you
probably.
never know. You never know.
I mean, unless they do electrostatic like shocks to your body to like, you know, stop your cease your muscle movement. I don't know.
Exactly. It would have to be some. It would have to be
Dude, but that
electric
would be
spasming.
so expensive. So expensive.
Shock me.
Shock me,
Yeah,
baby.
multiple ways. But yeah, there's sayings like that. I think because I think the next big steps now that
I think
commercial.
tracking needs to be the first thing that every
Why?
VR needs to upgrade. Why? Because I don't want to do that anymore. I'm pointing at my lighthouse, and I don't want to worry about blocking my sensors on my headset if I have inside out tracking. I don't want that anymore. I want it to be physically understood where it is from the headset without having to have it tracked, or just having a better tracking system where you don't lose it. Because on the Quest 2, you lose your tracking if you stack your hands.
Yeah.
So, like, I want better tracking on headsets. That's my number one, what I want.
So, do you want a built-in internal tracking, or do you want lighthouses?
If we could do both, or we could do both.
See, honestly, one lighthouse would be so much better with lighthouses.
One lighthouse, just think, one lighthouse, and you're facing that direction the entire time. You have your inside-out tracking. No, wait.
Okay, I'm listening.
You have your inside-out tracking, so... Whenever you stack your hands, your headset understands that this one's here, but it's losing this one. That VR base station will understand that that one's there, and your hands will stay there. All it takes, one lighthouse.
You really think one lighthouse, huh?
One lighthouse.
I think it'd be done in two. I think two.
If you know, they'll supply you with one because it'll make it cheaper. So like $400, it's like $400 per headset right now for the cheapest one, right?
Yeah.
So make it 500, and you get one lighthouse included, and you could purchase another one if you think you want a more. Because right now, one lighthouse is enough technically to play VR. It's going to be difficult.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, even the very first PlayStation VR technically had a lighthouse, which was the camera, which was considered a lighthouse. You had the PlayStation didn't have inside tracking, so you had to face that camera.
The whole time,
which was so annoying, which was a massive upgrade from the new one.
But you'll have the inside out tracking to combat that. So not only will you have perfect tracking, you won't have to worry about technically rotation for the most part. Because yes, you may lose hand tracking if you're hand stacked, if you're facing the entirely opposite way. But if you're facing left, right, or center on it, you'll be fine.
Yeah, there's.
And if you want that if you have a big VR space, just get a second camera. Probably have the money at that point. Or, you know, that is extremely marketable. Hey, we offer you one base station and inside out tracking, makes it easier.
Yeah.
Like if my VR headset had inside out tracking with the base stations, I feel like I would be a lot better at the game too. Because sometimes when you're crouched, the game loses you for some reason. Like it just, my base stations, no camera, stop. I need to turn off gesture controls. But my base stations lose me sometimes, even though I'm sitting right there in the same spot. So, like, it's this weird system that I think will be combated via a single lighthouse with inside-out tracking.
But do you think that the lighthouses would only improve quality of life for the user, or do you think there'd be any game sense added to it?
Quality of life for the user. I don't think there's much game sense that can be changed.
Besides full-body tracking, correct?
Yeah, that's it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, even then, full body tracking, you can use inside out tracking for.
Yeah, I know, but that's gestured and it's like guessing.
It's very hard to do. But hopefully with technology down the way, I'll be able to just strap things on and it automatically tracks where I am.
What are you strapping on there, Cus?
I got.
You didn't get the joke. It went great.
I know what you're saying, but we're these bad boys.
Oh yeah,
I have full body. I haven't used full body in front. You can't see might be able to see the.
What
dust
brand
on
is
it.
That?
This is the Vive Puck. This is the second gen. Before. These are the second gen.
Oh my gosh, dude! My freaking
these have bad tracking.
They have bad tracking.
The third generation has really good tracking.
Hold on, I gotta take a picture of my dog.
Oh, they're puppies.
Only because I've never seen this dog look at me like this ever in my life. Dude, this is hilarious. She's like, yeah, I burped in your mouth. Oh, man, can you even freaking look at that?
Oh, I can't. She's like, that's what you get. Yeah. That's right. Who's your daddy?
Dude, so she's a weird dog. She doesn't, like, lay down. She just sits like a human. And I'll be doing the podcast, and I'll just look over, and she's just... You done yet?
Dad, I want to play.
You done yet? Yeah, that's what I get the whole entire time. So I definitely think quality. I think the Quest alone would be better with
a single lighthouse.
Yeah. And just because there's times where like, I'll put my hand down to my side and I'm just like not paying attention. And all of a sudden it loses tracking. And it just
you see it float. Yeah.
I'm just like, what the heck just happened? It's like,
yeah, it'll solve a lot of issues of the inside out tracking. I understand it's another thing. Don't get me wrong. You want less things for VR, but as of right now, with the current technology, it'd be so much easier to just get a lighthouse.
Yeah. So, with graphics and everything and a headset, with a standalone, no wire,
nothing under 1080.
So you already knew what I was going to ask.
Yep. Nothing under 1080. If it's under 1080, there's no point to it for me.
So what if they could put a 2000 series in your head?
What do you mean?
Like what if
like a 20? If they could put a 2080 and I can run 2560.
Like so, what resolution? If so? I think what if they somehow took
just think high of a laptop 2000. Think of yeah, think of exactly a laptop. Think of a laptop GPU.
What if they take a laptop GPU and they put it on a headset?
I think.
Like, what's stopping them from doing that now? Why can't they do that now? Like,
I think it's conforming to it's because of the size of the headset. Like, your face.
Laptops
like this,
are tiny, dude.
No. Wait. Because your face is like this, right? Your face is concave. Yes. So your face is, you know, it's round, and so trying to strap, you know, a card that is, I don't know. Probably yay big, right?
Then your develop face. It to bend.
I don't know. It'd be easy, right? No, it's not.
Develop to otherwise, bend.
Otherwise, it'd be easier, right? But, you know, then you have to make sure it's cooled properly. Then you have to make sure, like, it'll all add to heft. It's weight factor. The weight factor is way high on most headsets anyway because of that.
I just can't wait to see what they're going to do with it. I mean, we have the technology. Like, just alone, the 4000 series that just came out this year is
leagues
beyond. Exactly. Like, its benchmarks compared to the 3000 is just like,
a year.
Dude, it's like, what did they even do? Like, how much crazier can they even get? So I remember the very first time I bought a 4K TV, right? It was cool, and like it's definitely a jump up from 1080 to 4K was nice, right? But it
you're talking about from 720 to 4K. Really,
yeah, 720 to 4K was a huge leap, right? But then you see like they're coming out with 8K and they have 10K screens now. It's
I can't
like,
really tell the difference.
They're getting to a point. Exactly, that's where I'm getting at. They're getting to the point now where it's like, I think that the next 5000 series and the 6000 series, because they're going to make one every year, is just going to be small tweaks of end compressions that we're never even going to freaking comprehend or see. But
I think they're
going to
stop at 8K. 8K is pretty much the max of commercialable.
They have 10K.
I know they have 10K, but 8K is the max of commercialable.
Yeah, I think 8K
electronics.
I think 8K is going to be, it's nice, but it's just like, I can still rock 1080p and be fine.
4K is enough.
4K, dude.
1080 is not bad, but 4K is enough. Honestly.
Dude, I'm old. I just like audio, man. Just let me hear that smacking in the audio, you know? Yeah, so, I mean,
Kid friendly. Don't worry.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about smacking of, like, people jump roping, you know, playing Recess.
That's not smacking.
Soda.
That's like, I don't know.
Slapping.
Whatever. Fine, slapping. There you go.
Swooshing. Swooping.
Yes. That'd be cool.
So we are coming up on an hour already, cuz. Even, you know, we started at 7 minutes. And so I think we had a really, really good conversation of headsets. I think that we definitely
out my standard. What I want from a headset.
I have unrealistic standards. The only thing that I want, and I think a lot of people know me enough to where I voice my opinion. I think I piss people off in some of the chats because it's like, I don't care. You know my personality. I really don't care. But I will say that I will go into certain things, YouTube channels, and be like, but it could be better without a cord. And then people lose their goddamn minds. Like, I think I posted on someone's YouTube thing. Yeah. I was like, it's cool and all, but it's got a cord. And I just had people just say, imagine not having a PC. Oh, I'm just like, I'm just literally trolling you all.
That's the biggest argument in the VR community. It's like console wars, you know, corded and uncorded. But at the end of the day, they both run the same things, just a little differently.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get it. I honestly get it, and I know how beautiful it is to play certain games, you know, with better graphics. It definitely, like, even for pancake people, you know. You know, I think I have a buddy that was telling me he runs at 144 hertz, right? And he said running at 144 compared to 120 is uncompared. Like, it's very noticeable. And he's just like...
So the human eye can only discern 144 hertz.
Exactly. And that's what he was telling me, because there is higher than 144 that they have out there now. But he said that after reading that, he just keeps it at 144. But he said from 120 to 144, he said that...
It's a noticeable difference.
It's a noticeable difference. And so you got to think, most standalone headsets are capped at 90. You know, they have, and most of them, I would say probably the majority of them, probably 75% of them are at 60. You know, they're probably not even getting up to that 90. And they do have the capability of doing 120. There is a 120 hertz button, but that is only
to fry your components.
Yeah, exactly. And the developer has to allow the switch to happen. It is literally a switch in their code to allow it to happen. But they know that if they do it, they're going to have a lot of pissed off people because their heads are going to be hot and a lot of things are going to be lagging around. Like, you just can't run 120 hertz all the time.
To wrap up, I think we need a cordless headset that has better inside-out tracking.
Yep.
With interchangeable battery, because that'd be fucking cool. And
interchangeable battery, haptic
controllers.
Yep,
I think that's what we need.
I think best headset right there. Exactly,
haptic, cordless, battery powered.
Obviously, and then also just to throw in some other stuff in there to add on as well. Mouth and hand tracking. I think the eye tracking is huge.
That's actually really easy. But I was surprised at how easy it was for them to implement it.
Yeah, and so I think everything should have eye tracking. I believe everything should have full color pass through. Like, come on, it's fucking 2023. We haven't had non-color TV since the freaking 60s. You know?
Yeah, I don't understand that non-color pass through.
Everything. If you ever, I know you're a little bit younger than me, but ever since I've been a kid, every technology has started with non-color. Even though just for a little history thing, we've had color TV, right? So the first Game Boy was non-color, and then they came out with Game Boy Color. And then if you look at some of the handhelds,
I have my Game Boy Color.
Yeah, exactly. So I played on my very first Game Boy had no color, you know. And then my first Game Boy Color was the purple see-through one, you know.
I got the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, I have Game Boy. I've had every single freaking Game Boy. And then I started getting the most recent ones. I'm like, dude, you guys are literally just making money off the same shit. I'm tired of it. So
I love you as a company, but I can't more, okay?
I know. They're such a good company, and I buy way too many Pokemon cards, too. So,
yes.
I'm about to go buy some tomorrow. So
No.
Yes.
Buy your headset, that's it.
No, headset Pokemon cards.
No.
In that order.
Headset. That's all you need.
Because they have Pokemon cards at Best Buy now, so... So like even they had some like video, like pocket things as well. Those very first ones came out non-colored as well. And it blew my mind as a kid, cause I think those would have came out in 2000. And I asked my mom, I'm like, I'm watching color TV SpongeBob, but when I look at this, I have to watch this non-colored SpongeBob on a screen like this freaking big.
Did you know VR has been around since like the 90s?
Yeah. I think it's so.
I think it was 93. That
so
it was like,
why can't I think of the content creator's name? He's the one that always wears that purple goofy like Speedo, not Speedo. Speedo, no, not a Speedo.
He's like the ninja.
No,
you talk about
no. He has a purple bodysuit on. Why can't I think of his name? And he's
purple
big,
guy,
huh?
Purple guy, Filthy Frank. You talk about him.
No. Purple suit. Anyways, I'm gonna have to try and remember his name. But he made TikToks about like all the VR headsets for a while, and I think he found one that was like all the way back in the 80s.
Yeah, so that there the technology's been around forever. I don't understand why we're still falling behind here. Going back
It's
to
just how it is. Why can't I remember his name? That's gonna freaking
That's not good. Well, it's the hour, so
yeah, so it's been an hour. You have anything else you want to end this with? And then I'm gonna have a little spiel and then we'll get out of here.
No, I think we're good. We're good.
I heard something definitely come differently out of your mouth than what I heard. But anyways, I have been horrible at making these into audio files. So I promise you, I have tomorrow off. I'm going to turn like 4 or 5 weeks of audio and put it out there. I have been super busy, and so I will be putting these all onto
tapes and CDs.
Not tapes, yeah, tapes and CDs. I'm gonna go into the gas station and be burning these on CDs and selling them. Listen to my podcast, kid. So, we're not doing our typical Monday podcast.
It is Sunday.
We are doing it Sunday with I guess
a Japanese company.
Yeah, a Japanese company. I don't know if I can confirm that they're Japanese or not. So we don't know that completely. I don't know. I don't want to say that they are because.
Gosh.
I'm pretty sure they are. But anyways, it's going to be dude, you had me all in my head now that you said that and freaking what's the game? Here we go.
The game is called Wandering in Space VR.
Yes. So we are doing next Sunday Wandering in Space
Wandering.
Yeah, Wandering in Space VR.
Say it with wander, not wondering, wandering.
Wandering.
There you go.
Wandering. Dude, wandering in space.
Wandering.
It's like tomato, tomato, is it not?
No, wandering is like, huh. Wandering is like, dude, I'm lost, bro.
No, what? There's two.
Yes.
No way.
WANDERING. Wander is to walk around.
Yeah, wandering.
Wandering. WONDER.
Wondering and wandering.
Is thoughts, like thinking.
So those are two different words?
Yes! Oh my god. No kidding.
No
Stop.
Way.
Stop. How are you?
No way. Sam. All right. So it is Wandering in Space VR. We're going to be having on one of their developers. And this is the exciting part. Not only are we having the developers on, but he does not speak English. Or they do not speak English. They are bringing on someone that's going to translate. So this is we've never had someone translate for us. So it's going to be one. I'm very
Chinese. They're Chinese.
They're company. Chinese. Come see. I knew we should not have been saying that. And I told you I don't.
You've
I don't
been
believe
saying
so.
It.
No. I said I don't know. So
you know, it's confirmed. They're a Chinese company.
All right, confirmed now, Chinese company. So I'm not even going to even guess what type of language they speak. I think they have like 6 different types of dialects over there.
Mandarin,
okay. I think that's the
I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
That's their most common.
So anyways, we'll have someone trying to have someone try and understand our craziness going on in this podcast. So it's going to be very interesting, but it's going to be Sunday sometime in the afternoon. Are you making
it's
are
gonna
you
be
making...
on PlayStation?
Yeah, so
it's gonna be on Steam, Pimax, Pika, and PlayStation.
Yeah, and I don't think they said anything about Quest yet, but as of right now, it's going to be on Steam first, then Pico, then PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, with that,
what time is it?
What are you saying about me? It's 10:13.
Not what time it is now. I'm trying to figure out what time the podcast is for next. Well, we'll figure it out.
It was 9.
Yeah, 9 East. Same as always. Yeah. So 9 East next Sunday. See you all there. In the description, go see all of our lovely affiliates down there. Go buy some stuff. They're all great products. And not only that, go do our giveaway. If you want to become a streamer, go become part of our stream team.
Stream team.
And then as also, I had an idea and I just forgot it. So you don't get it. So you don't get it because
you have you have a nervous tick. I know it now. You just, and whenever you're messed, like angry or like you're like slightly upset, you're just, and then you're like, you're done. Like
my nose itches when I get angry.
Yes, your nose is just getting, it's funny. Okay.
Oh man, it was something about this video. Oh, there we go.
Like, subscribe.
We didn't have enough people in the comments, but thank you, Rachel, for commenting and being part of this video. And then Cuss, as always, that was messaging alongside. But I want your opinions in the comment section, if you even got this far, of what you think the future of VR will be. What your ideal future headset will be. That's what I want to know. I'll tweet about
that.
Or
there's
as well.
Discord. Text in Discord. Yeah. We'll have a conversation.
Become a
with
VR
you.
Jungle fan in the Discord. We have a comment section. Go do it there. Other than that, Cuss, I will see you next Sunday if you can make it. I believe you can.
Yes, I will be.
So, hopefully. Wave at the camera.
Yes.
Bye.
Salutations.